This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
From both an economic and monetary perspective, the United States is a house of cards. Impressive on the outside, but a disaster waiting to happen beneath the surface. In a relatively short period of time, the country has gone from the world's largest creditor to its greatest debtor. The value of the dollar has declined, and domestic manufacturing has given way to a non-exportable services. While these and other issues could potentially spell disaster for your financial well-being, the situation could also present unique opportunities if you're prepared. For more than a decade, seasoned Wall Street prognosticator Peter Schiff has not only observed the U.S. economy, but also helped his clients restructure their portfolios to reflect his outlook. What he sees today is a nation facing an economic storm brought on by growing federal, personal, and corporate debt, too little savings, a declining dollar, and a lack of domestic manufacturing. Peter Schiff joins us on the phone to talk about his new book, Crash Proof: How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. Peter, it's an honor to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. You know, I actually wrote that book 2 years ago. It came out in February of 2007. And so if I were writing it today, it might be How to Profit from the Current Economic Collapse.
So this was, you're writing in 2006.
Yeah, and pretty much everything that's really happened, in the housing market and in the mortgage market, the collapse of subprime, all the defaults, the foreclosures, falling home prices, the collapse on Wall Street, and of the debt and all the lenders and all those losses. Everything that has happened, it was in my book, in my chapter on the real estate bubble. You know, they burst bubbles, don't they? The coming real estate debacle. So if you had bought that book a year ago when it came out, everything that's happened, you know, none of it would have been a surprise to you. All of it was written in the book well in advance, and it was pretty obvious to anybody who understood what was going on how this was going to end.
Peter, tell us now. I remember not too long ago, we had some guys standing up saying they wanted to be president, and one of them was talking about a lockbox so that he could protect the surplus. And now we're not talking about a surplus anymore, and nobody needs a lockbox.
We have a deficit, and now they are, you know, if there was ever a lockbox, I mean, they have blown it to smithereens with TNT. Obviously, the stimulus package is $150 billion added right to the deficit, and the deficit is already growing.
Yeah, it really baffles the mind. What happened? I mean, we can talk. I want to talk before we let you go. I want to talk about what we can do on a personal level here and on a national level. But tell us, be the doctor here for our economy. What happened? What went wrong?
Well, these problems have been building for about 20 years, but they really came to a head recently. And I'll give you the short version of it. Basically, we had a stock market bubble in the 1990s. That bubble was the result of Alan Greenspan being too easy with monetary policy. That bubble burst in 2000. We began to have a recession. It was going to be a pretty severe recession proportionate to that boom, where the economy was going to work its way out of the malinvestments regarding the internet and the dot-coms and telecom and all that. But George Bush came into office, and rather than allowing a severe recession and blaming it on Clinton, they decided to try to postpone the recession. And so Alan Greenspan irresponsibly slashed interest rates and left them low and blew up a housing bubble that was far greater than the stock market bubble that preceded it. Now, when the real estate bubble came, the American homeowners acted as if they won the lottery, and they went and borrowed trillions of dollars to speculate on more real estate, to remodel their homes, to buy television sets and granite countertops and SUVs and take vacations. And to borrow that money, we used all kinds of gimmicks. We used teaser rates and negative AM and interest only and all sorts of things that kept the payments artificially low for a few years so that we can handle them. But now that the real estate bubble has burst and real estate prices are falling just like dot-com prices fell, Americans are waking up from the delusion of home equity wealth. They're starting to slowly realize that that was a fantasy. But unfortunately, the mortgages are real. They're still here. They're more expensive. We're now about to have a recession that is going to be far worse than the bad recession we would have had in 2002 had the Fed stayed out of it. And of course, all the while they have created so much inflation, they have printed so much money, they have debased our dollar, they've turned the dollar into monopoly money. That's why oil is $94 a barrel. That's why gold is $930 an ounce. Prices are spiraling out of control because they are debasing the money, and the irresponsible rate cuts from today, this is going to stoke inflation's fire. Anybody who remembers the 1970s, this is going to be the 1970s on steroids. We're going to have a much worse recession. It's going to last for years, and inflation is going to go through the roof.
We're talking with author Peter Schiff, a seasoned Wall Street prognosticator. The book is Crash Proof: How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. So, Peter, what can we do? Give us take us down to the family level. What can the mom or the dad or the retiree who is listening to us now? What are we supposed to do?
Well, I mean, I've got a three-step plan outlined in my book, and the first chapter is one of them is buying gold. Now, when I wrote my book, gold was under $600 an ounce a little over a year ago. It's moved up 50% since the book came out. It's over $900 an ounce now. I think it's going a lot higher. People need to remember what worked in the 1970s. Gold prices went up 24-fold in the 1970s. Silver prices went up 50-fold. So far in this inflationary period, gold is up threefold and silver is up fourfold. So a long way to go. So you need to protect yourself. I also recommended buying agricultural commodities, industrial metals, oil. You know, oil went up tenfold in the 1970s. It's only gone up about three or four times so far in this bull market. So you can do that. That's one thing. Number two is get rid of your U.S. dollars. You know, people that have bank accounts, that have CDs or government bonds, you're going to get destroyed in this thing. So you got to cash those CDs in, you got to sell those bonds, and you got to take the dollars and convert them to Swiss francs, euros, Singapore dollars, Japanese yen, Australian dollars, Canadian dollars, any other currency, and then invest in foreign stocks and foreign bonds and get your income from foreign sources. In the 1970s, the dollar lost better than two-thirds of its value against the Deutschmark, the Swiss franc, the Japanese yen. It could be worse this time. We are in much worse shape than we were going into the 1970s. You know, in 1970, 1980, that time period, we were still the world's greatest creditor nation. Now we're the world's biggest debtor. We had a manufacturing economy. We had a trade surplus. Now we have an enormous trade deficit. You know, back in 1970s, 1980, you know, we had a high savings rate in the double digits. Now we have a negative savings rate. Nobody even heard of an adjustable rate mortgage back then or an interest-only mortgage. You know, we owned our homes. Now we're in hock up to our necks. And the federal government, the national debt in 1980 was one-tenth of what it is right now. And of course, it was financed with long-term government bonds. Now we've got it financed with T-bills. The entire country is on an adjustable rate mortgage. And as interest rates ultimately rise sharply in response to this inflation, it is going to absolutely destroy the economy because we can't afford to pay trillions of dollars in interest to the Chinese and the Saudis who are holding our debt.
And that's who we owe, right? That's who's been bankrolling us, the Chinese and the Saudis.
They're loaning us. What do you think these sovereign wealth funds are? Trillions of dollars in sovereign wealth funds. This is directly the result of our trade deficits. The Federal Reserve prints money, gives it to American citizens who use it to buy imported products. We buy imported oil. We buy imported manufactured goods. And foreign governments end up with all that money, and they're using it to buy our country out from under us.
Amazing. Peter Schiff, the new book is Crash Proof: How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. Peter, most of us, when we talk about our retirement, most of us have these 401ks that have, lots of money in big American companies. Are we supposed to pull it out of there and put it in these emerging market options and things like that?
Well, a lot of big American companies are going to become small American companies. That's the problem. You know, we're the opposite of an emerging market. We're a submerging market. And, you know, if you own some multinationals, some solid companies, you know, Procter and Gamble and Gillette, you know, and Caterpillar and Deere and all these companies, you know, you won't get wiped out. They're all going to get bought out by the Chinese and the Japanese. And so, you know, you'll get something for those companies. You don't want to own any companies that are U.S.-based, like retailers or financial services companies. You don't want to own any American companies that are selling products to Americans or trying to collect money from Americans. But the best thing, of course, is to own foreign assets, foreign stocks. You need to be in a position to profit from the emerging wealth abroad, not the collapsing wealth here at home. You know, the future is outside the United States. We've borrowed and spent ourselves into bankruptcy. The rest of the world has been financing it. They've been accumulating assets while we've been accumulating liabilities. As we have dismantled our infrastructure in manufacturing, they have assembled the manufacturing infrastructure outside the United States. We have transferred our wealth abroad. So you need to understand that, and you need to reallocate your portfolio to own assets denominated in foreign currencies, because ultimately the way America's purchasing power is going to be transferred abroad is going to be through exchange rates. The dollar is going to collapse, other currencies will rise, and our purchasing power will be redistributed to citizens of the rest of the world. And so you want to be on the winning end of that transformation. You want to be in the currencies that gain purchasing power, not the dollar, which is going to lose purchasing power.
Peter Schiff is the author of Crash Proof: How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. Peter, let's step back for a minute. When I was a kid in high school in the early 80s and, you know, president of the Young Republicans, and I was raised to believe that it was the Republicans that you could count on for some fiscal responsibility.
Not anymore. Are you kidding? These guys are just as irresponsible in the worlds of Richard Nixon, who was a Republican. We're all Keynesians now, and that's all these guys are doing. There's only one Republican in the race who is a true Republican, and if you want to vote for somebody who's talking fiscal responsibility, talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve and going back to sound money so we don't have these problems, you're talking about Ron Paul. He's the only one out there that understands the mess that we're in, and the only one that is willing to do what needs to be done so that the free market can solve these problems. The government can't do it. The government can only make it worse.
So when we hear news, you know, we listen to the top of the hour news here on CBS, and we hear that the Fed is lowering interest rates. What does that ultimately mean? Does that mean anything?
It means they're printing money. It means the Fed is creating inflation. You know, lower interest rates can only legitimately come from higher savings. But we don't have that in America. Nobody is saving, and why should they? The interest rate is lower than the rate of inflation. So all that the government is doing is creating inflation. That is our policy. Our official policy is to create as much inflation as possible so that nobody understands just how poor we're getting. Because by creating a lot of inflation, what they can do is they can keep stock prices nominally higher, they can keep real estate prices nominally higher, and they can delude us into thinking we're rich as we're going broke. I mean, look at the Dow Jones. The Dow Jones in 2000, 8 years ago, the Dow Jones was worth 43 ounces of gold. Today, it is only worth 13.5 ounces. The Dow has lost 70% of its value priced in real money, even though it's gone up a little bit in dollars. So Americans think, gee, the Dow is at 12,400, and 8 years ago was at 11,500. I made 8%. You didn't make 8%. You lost 70%. But you don't see it because you're measuring your wealth in dollars and not gold.
Isn't this what happens in third world countries when they're going down the tank? They just keep dumping money into their economy, and
That's it. And we are on our way to becoming a third world country. We've got a Zimbabwe monetary policy in the United States.
So aside from Ron Paul, who likely won't get the nomination and likely won't get the White House.
Why not? Let's all vote for him. Maybe he'll get it.
let's say Peter Schiff, you're in the White House. What do you do? What can we do in Washington?
I'm not running, but let's say Ron Paul is in the White House. Okay, what can Ron Paul do? Ron Paul can put an end to this nonsense. Now, it's not a panacea, right? Electing Ron Paul doesn't automatically mean that everything gets better overnight. We have got to pay the price for what we've already done. We have borrowed a ton of money that we can't pay back. We have gutted our infrastructure and manufacturing. We need to repair this. We are going to have to go through a severe recession. But what Ron Paul will do is, number one, let that recession happen, but number two, dismantle the government so that we can stop all this government spending and money printing, so that we can lower taxes and lower regulation, so that Americans, you and I and everybody else, can dig our way out of this hole. But what the current administration is doing, and what the other Republicans and Democrats are going to do, is they're going to take away our shovels. We're going to be stuck in this hole forever.
Peter Schiff is the author of Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. And Peter, owing China and having the Saudis, you know, bail out your banks temporarily, of course, it's strategically, in terms of national security, it's not just uncomfortable paycheck to paycheck, but in terms of national security, am I being perhaps hyperbolic to say that this is really dangerous, you know, security-wise?
Well, of course it's dangerous. Of course. But, you know, the one thing that we can do is default, right? I mean, we don't have to pay anybody back. We can tell the Saudis to go pound sand, right? We don't have to give them, you know, we can default on our national debt. And other countries have done this. And, you know, in all likelihood, we probably will default. I mean, but the reality is, you know, when that happens, I mean, the whole world is going to realize, you know, what we've done to our economy. We're not going to be able to borrow any more money from anybody. The dollar is going to collapse. And, you know, we're not going to have anything, you know, to consume anymore. I mean, our economy only survives or exists right now because foreigners lend us money and foreigners supply us with merchandise that they manufactured, and they allow us to pay for it with the money they lend us. And so when they stop doing that, our economy is, we don't have any more products to buy and we don't have any more money to borrow.
Peter Schiff, his new book is Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. Peter, it's been an honor to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.